Welcome back to Boba Babes, episode 2. How are we feeling on this fine morning, afternoon, or night, depending on how what time you're listening to this?
Yes.
Also, it's a wonderful reference to the impeccable Truman Show.
Thank you.
I don't know. It just popped into my head. I'm full of references today.
You quote everything. She's a quoter.
Yeah, I haven't made a single reference all day today. I don't know why I said today. But I'll just say that it's most of my humor, you know, references. Whether it be movies or TikTok, especially. Or, you know, really, really obscure movies that really nobody has seen or at least thought of in about, I don't know, 8-ish years. I like to quote, I don't know where I'm going with this, but
no, I like
to quote this one particular movie, one of my favorites as a child. It was called Happily Never After. Beautiful film. Basically, here I go.
Here she is.
Describing
film back,
plots
if you,
again.
If you were wondering, welcome back.
Basically, it's about the different fairy tale creatures and characters, and they all live in the same universe. And there's this one, like, wizard that kind of keeps balance between all of these different fairy tales. And there's, like, these scales of, like, if you tip the balance, then it's either going to be really good or really bad. And then, basically, Cinderella's stepmother gains control of this magical place, and she basically makes the villains win. And there's this one line where she discovers that she is the villain in her own story, and then she's like, oh, she gets the prince and the princess, and I get nada? Zilch? Nothing? Uh-uh. No way. Not while I'm in charge. And then she goes on a rampage, and it's pretty, pretty badass.
I was going to say the
voiced
same thing.
Voiced by Sigourney Weaver, may I say. But yeah, that's my spiel. How are you doing,
Anna? That was pretty
good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing well. I am kind of tired, but that's okay. I got a coffee a little bit late in the day, so.
Oh, that's good. I don't drink coffee, but.
Hey, that's okay. It's all right.
I'm a tea gal.
Oh, she's a tea gal.
Yeah.
Oh, what type of tea?
Oh. I mean, all sorts of tea, you know?
Really?
I love a good green tea with honey. I love a good English breakfast tea in the morning with some milk.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in that realm, I love a good milk tea.
Really?
It's a beautiful segue, Anna. I'm proud of that.
Thank
I could
you.
Not have think of that. Thought of that? Whoa. I could not have thought of that
I could
myself.
Not have think of that.
But yeah, so let's get to the real meat of this
Let's talk
podcast.
About it a little bit. Yeah.
I didn't like that phrase, but it's okay.
It's okay.
What do we have in front of us today, Anna? Where did we go?
Today we went to Wanzhou, which is a place in Chinatown.
Yes, very exciting.
The Boston area. It's just down the road from Pin Ming, which is very exciting.
We love it when they're really close together.
We do.
A nice community of boba places,
yes.
You know? I'll be real with you. I've said this when we were walking back from getting it. I have high hopes for this one.
I do, too.
There was just something about the place, you know, like the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a great feeling that this was going to be something really special.
The vibes.
Yeah.
Immaculate.
Also, I did say that I had something to talk about with the look
Give
of
it to me.
The drink
mm-hmm.
itself that I was ready to talk about. And I'm just so excited by the fact that the cup and the straw are both, like, matte.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They're, like, not glossy. They're matte
Mm-mm.
finishes
it's
on
so nice.
These cups and on this straw. It's so cute. And I love a good matte finish. Glossy is great, but, you know, even with books, you know.
Yes.
A glossy cover, she's okay. But a matte finish,
ooh.
You know you're in business, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that. That's very exciting.
Beautiful.
I did have a bit of trouble with the whole, like, the straw into the cup type feel. It kind of, we had a little bit of an explosion. Not really. But it was a struggle. So I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
When we get to our final reviews.
I definitely agree with you on the matte finish. I think that it's interesting. I, again, got a large.
And I again, got a medium.
Yeah. The like, cup size and, like, just the designs. Because, like, mine has little bubbles on it. It's, like, of course, matte see-through, but it has, like, pink and blue bubbles.
Yeah. And mine has, like, a very orange vibe. It just kind of says Onezo on it in this cute little logo. I'm not a big fan of the font, to be honest.
Gotcha.
It's kind of basic, for lack of a better word. But, I mean, the top thing is really cute.
Yes.
It's got, like, a symbols and writing on it. And the brush strokes on it are kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I kind of like how it has different vibes for different sizes.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. So...
how do you even get into this?
I don't know.
We're gonna take a sip.
Yeah, we're gonna take our first sip. So give us a hot second while we do that.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend. Stop. We always look at each other right before we do it, and it makes drinking this more difficult. Okay, yeah. You know, I'll wait for you. Yeah. You start talking. Talking about it once you're finished. She goes for two sips.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. She does. Discuss.
So before I begin, I'd like to say that I got the strawberry milk tea with regular sugar, regular ice, and at Onezo, they have like 8 different options for toppings in a sense. So like the toppings usually are the boba, but I took a picture of the menu very sneakily because
I remember I saw,
sneaky,
like, coffee jelly.
Mm-hmm. So there's, like...
I've had that before.
Have you?
That was actually the first thing that I had. I had that before I had boba itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Okay. You know, interesting fact about me. I originally hated boba.
Mm.
I know. It's kind of crazy to say as, you know, we're on a podcast centered around boba. When I first tried it, I really did not vibe with the whole drink, but then there's parts of it that you chew. You know, the concept of that was not appealing to me. But then years later, I was on a theater trip, because I'm a theater kid.
Do you do theater?
Yes, I mean, it's not like I go to school for it or anything.
No.
But, yeah, I was on a theater trip, and a lot of my friends wanted to get boba. So then I was in the line, and, you know, and I was just like, all right, fine, I'll try it. But then, at that place, they were out of boba itself, but they did have coffee jelly. So I was like, alright, that's the closest thing, I'll do that. And I vibed with it, you know?
Hmm.
It was really good.
Interesting.
It was an odd mixture between, like, milk tea and then coffee.
Yeah.
But it was a great trial run before boba, so I can't complain about it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the different types are brown sugar bubble, white bubble, sesame bubble, mango bubble, cheese foam, which I've heard a lot about, grass jelly, pudding, sago, red bean, coconut jelly, and then I'm guessing the last one is coffee jelly. Or coffee tapioca pearls, in some way since. I don't know. But yeah, like, a lot of options. Had a lot of options.
Yeah, and I stuck with the neutral thing. I just got their milk tea. Just, you know, so we have a baseline thing to judge to. Again, I got a medium just for, you know, variation. There's a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to talk about.
The boba or just in general?
Well, just in general, but about the boba.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, the texture of the boba, I love it. It's like...
It's pretty good.
Okay, this might sound weird with only the audio of it, but it's like, it's soft and, like, squishy. But it's not like, and it's not too chewy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's this really happy medium between kind of everything about boba. And it's textured. I don't know. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. The tea is really interesting. It's a bit more bitter.
Okay.
Than what I've tried before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what you're experiencing, because you have something very different from me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're experiencing?
I'm just having a struggle getting the tapioca pearls through the straw.
Really? I'm not.
Amazing. Congratulations. Huh. It's kind of weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide how I feel about this. Like, bitterness to it. Bitterness is not the best word for it. It's like, the aftertaste is mm-hmm. the tea, you okay. know? And you know how that's, like, a thing with most milk teas? Mm-hmm. I feel like the aftertaste comes in faster
okay.
than I've had it before.
Prior, yeah.
So that's why it's a bit more bitter.
Gotcha.
But it's still good. I mean, it's nice because it's not overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, that's what good. I'll say about that.
That's good.
Any other thoughts love on that? Before
No, I'm just going to marinate with that.
Okay, I think I need to marinate it with the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just realized that you took off your earrings.
I did take off my earrings. How my ears were kind of hurting. Sorry.
I still have them on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Well, okay. If you don't know, gotcha. You don't know what we're talking about. But we... Anna just recently surprised me with matching earrings, and it's a very special to us because they're very dear to our hearts.
Very.
We have our own Among Us characters. yes. Among Us.
Yes, we are gamers. Don't worry about it.
We play Among Us. Among Us is really gotten close to our hearts in this time in college.
Mm-hmm.
I usually play as the purple one, and my name on Among Us is Bruv. If you ever see a Bruv when you're playing Among Us, that could be me.
It's usually Liz.
Yeah, purple one with
Queen.
Either a witch hat or I like the paper bag with the little monster face on it.
Good.
Those are my two favorites at the moment.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
I usually play as Brown and my name is usually Poopy. It's sometimes I've switched hats.
Really?
I know. So usually it's like the little leaf. Sometimes it's the toilet paper, but now I've decided to go with the plunger.
The plunger. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes a little bit of sense.
I mean, it's kind of like when people make them into, like, little fruits. So
yeah,
it's like, they're
carrot.
Yellow, and then they have the leaf, and then they're lemon or lime.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Yeah, carrot. But, you know, you take that theme, and you put it in a whole other world.
I know.
That's fun. I like that.
It's a little different.
Also, your earrings are the brown one
they
with
are.
The toilet paper on it.
You
which
are
is
correct.
Really cute. Mine's just the classic no accessories. I don't know. I just wanted it to be universal for mine, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I really want... Okay. The earrings make me think of, like, we have our own, like... You know how they have the mini versions of the characters that walk with you?
Yes.
You know? I feel like these earrings are, like, our little mini versions.
Aww.
And
that's so cute.
It's just, like, nice to have them with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Among Us has brought many different things into our lives, I'll say. There's things that we have learned to, like, different terminology, you know, like sus. And whatever, you know, venting or comms or any of that stuff.
Electric.
No, I was in electrical. I wasn't there.
I wasn't actually there.
I don't know what you're talking
Med
about.
Bay.
I was in electrical. Yeah.
All these things.
And it's brought new things that we love.
Yes. What do you love?
What do I love?
What has Among Us brought into your life?
Oh, you know,
Who has Among Us brought into your life?
I have struggled my whole life with finding love.
Yes.
To be real with you. It's really sad. You know, I'm an adult and I really haven't experienced much about what true love is.
Okay.
But I think I found something. I did
Have you found
someone.
Someone? Who is it? Oh my god.
You know, to be honest with you, I really don't know. I really don't know who I found. But I do know what...
What do they look like?
Again, I can't tell you much. I know that he has the style of an e-boy. Mm. And a very, very, very deep very. Voice.
Very much. Oh, what's this guy's name?
Again, for the the third time?
Third time.
I don't think I can tell you.
Okay.
But is that he all you're goes give us? By Corpse Husband. Corpse underscore husband, or Corpse, as many people call him. Yeah. But that's not just me, okay? Don't put this all on me. This no, is I'm you, not. Too. You were talking about him today now, weren't you?
You're right.
You were watching
I was.
Something with him in it.
This morning I was watching the AOC infamous Twitch stream of her playing Among Us, which I think is such good marketing, like such a fantastic idea to absolutely. Get people to vote.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like, I kind of love how it was. I didn't watch it actually mm-hmm. yet, but from what I can imagine, it was kind of just like them playing, and then it just with that, there's the subtext yeah. of like, vote because I'm playing Among Us.
Yeah.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. You know, I love I love subliminal messaging.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
Very much
so. And I feel
so.
Like that was a great utilization of mm-hmm. subliminal messaging.
It
of
was
like,
a great
look,
way.
AOC, Queen, she's playing Among Us because you also play Among Us.
And you need
and
to vote.
Voting is just as fun and just as easy
exactly.
as playing Among Us. Mm-hmm. Are we doing the same thing as AOC did by talking about it and encouraging you to vote?
You know? Yes, go vote.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. By the time that this episode is up...
It might be over.
No, it won't be over. I think it'll be...
oh.
It'll be voting day.
Will it?
Will it?
I don't know.
I think so.
You know what? Maybe that's the promise that we're going to make. This is going to come out on...
Yeah, on election day. Oh my god, this
which
could be so bad.
It might
bad.
Be a little too late for you to, like, hear it and then yeah. be like, oh, I should go vote. But, like, oh, it's... 11 at night.
Go vote.
But just in a general term, you know, it's always good to vote. It's
just
always
vote.
Good to vote for mm-hmm. anything and
definitely.
Everything. Because you never know what, you never know what's going to happen with it.
No.
And you never know how important your voice is. So this is our message. Play Among Us.
And go vote.
Watch Corpse Husband mm-hmm. and go vote.
What a message. that was pretty good.
I did, you know what? I voted early
oh
yesterday.
My God, queen.
And I guess we're going to talk about this now.
Go ahead.
I have
go
so off. Many stories to tell. I'm so
what
sorry.
Happened?
I feel like I'm talking all the time.
Hey, that's okay.
Okay.
You got more stories today.
But it was an interesting time mm-hmm. voting. I voted early in person. I did not mail in. Is that a bash on me? I don't know, but I still did it. But let me just tell you about how it happened, because it was not how I expected. I go to City Hall with a friend of mine. And, first time voting, very excited, very confused, a little nervous of like, oh, how easy is it gonna be, you know? So we go and we're pretty, like, there's not that many people there yet. So it's pretty fast to get to like the registration area where we check in. So it's my turn. I go up and I tell them my name, and then the lady keeps, switching a couple letters in my last name, and there's a lot of people talking and she can't hear me, so then she's like, oh well, then can I see your ID, because that just might make it easier. So I was like, okay, yes. And I did register to vote in Massachusetts, so it was all good. I even brought my little like authorization or authenticity paper or mm-hmm. something like that.
She's prepared.
With me, just in case something were to get confused. So mm-hmm. I had it with me.
Yeah.
But my ID is still from California, because
yeah.
that's where I'm from, mm-hmm. obviously. Yeah. So she looks at it and she was like, oh, you're from California. So then she asks, so like she finds me and like that's good. But then she shows like the one supervisor guy and she's like, can you like confirm this or can you authorize this? Cause like she different ID. And
yeah.
he was like, no, just different ID. And then, why did I just get a text? Sorry if you heard that.
She's popular.
It was an ad for something. Anyway, I get text ads because I don't know. Anyway, so he didn't want to authorize it, and I was like, well, but I live here. I go to college here. And they were like, well, do you have some sort of billing address for anything? And at the moment, no, I do not. So they're like, okay, we're going to do something else, and we're going to give you a, what did it, what was it? I can't even remember what it was called.
Oh, no.
A different type of ballot, basically. Okay. And I had to wait, like, 20 minutes to start to fill this out. So then, my friend, by the way, has gone through. She's also from California. She was actually, like, living 10 minutes away from my house, and I didn't even realize it. She goes through, and she votes within 5 minutes. So she's at the exit texting me of, like, oh, I'm at the exit. I'm like, oh, I'm still in the registration room. And she's like, oh, okay. So she keeps waiting, and that's okay. But then 20 minutes later, I'm at this other lady's kiosk, and then I show her all my stuff, and she looks me up, and she's like, wait, you are registered here. I'm like, yes, I am. So then I pull out my authenticity thing again, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I have this. Does this help? And then she's like, that's official. Why are you getting a other thing? And I'm like, I don't really know. He just told me to come here. So she asked the guy to come over again and check it again. So then he goes and takes my little paper thing, and he goes, like, all the way to, I guess, people actually in the city hall that actually work there. And then he comes back, like, again, maybe over 5 minutes later. And he's like, you know what? You're all good. You're all good. It's all good. So he made a little mistake, got a little confused, and it made it, like, 30 minutes later. But long story short, I've told the whole story, so it's not really short, but that was it, and I went through, and I did my little voting, and I was out. And that's my story of the first time that I voted. I had to stay there 30 minutes later because they couldn't spell my last name. Because, like, my friend didn't even have to take out her ID. So mm-hmm. it was all because we had to check the spelling. And that's that.
Yeah. Drama.
Yeah, but still vote, people.
That's pretty fun.
You'll probably have it much easier than I did. I'm just unlucky in that way.
That's okay. That's yeah. all right. That's good. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Thank you for doing your civic duty.
Yeah. Thank you. I do my best.
You do.
Yeah.
That's good. Take a sip.
Okay. Well, I don't want
to... I'll do a little bit of a spiel.
Okay. I'm excited.
Liz and I have been watching... Elizabeth, sorry. She also goes by Liz. Liz and I have been watching Halloween movies. And or scary movies through the month of... And or just... psychological thrillers mm-hmm. through the month of October. And last night we watched Hereditary, which, if you don't know, is a very good movie. You should definitely go watch it.
It was my first time seeing it, actually.
Yes. What did you think? Give me your thoughts really fast.
Look, I really have slow. Not seen many horror movies mm-hmm. in my time. I've seen a lot of new ones. We recently watched The Shining and Sixth Sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I haven't done a lot of horror movie research, I guess. But I really loved this.
Mm-hmm.
I get really invested in movies. I love talking through my feelings towards them while it's happening, and basically I just really never shut up in this movie because I was very intrigued of what was going to happen and what was happening before me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was a big role reversal for us because usually for the past few movies I've kind of known how they all end.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, like, spoilers from just the internet of telling you, like, yeah. how The Sixth Sense ends or whatever. Mm-hmm. I will spare anybody from those spoilers, even
Definitely
though it's
go
been,
watch it.
It's been, what,
It's been like
20 years.
It's definitely been more than 20 years. It did not come out in 2000.
I don't know. Yeah, I forget that 2000 was 20 years ago.
Exactly. 1999. Years, yeah. 20 years. Oh, my goodness. Kind of good.
I'm so good.
She's a genius. Anyway.
Well, because, you know, it's Bruce Willis. And, it is. You know, Bruce Willis is an older guy, but he can't be that old.
No.
So, anyway, I've kind of known how they ended, and then Anna is the one that doesn't, so she's the one that was always asking the questions and stuff, mm-hmm. and then last night, I was the one that was like, literally, what's happening? I don't know what's gonna happen. I knew a couple things that happened in the trailer, just because of the trailer, mm-hmm. but I didn't know where it was all leading up to, and my God, I did not know. I did not know that, things got to a really dark point mm-hmm. so quickly.
Yes.
If you don't know what I'm referring to, I'm referring to the youngest kid in the family. I was not expecting that. You know, when it started to go bad for her, I thought it was going to pan out a certain way. Probably the more obvious way, mm-hmm. like how they, you know, introduced the problem starting.
Yes.
But then it ended in such a different way than you thought, and I was like, oh, here we are, happy to be here,
mm-hmm.
sorry.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I loved it. I really did.
It's a good movie.
I'm kind of surprised it took me this long to get to this movie, because it's so up my alley. Mm-hmm. The cinematography, my God. Like, every 5 minutes, we would always just be like, wow, that shot,
that shot's
gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It was not a pretty shot, in mm-hmm. the sense of, like, very gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way it was shot.
Mm-hmm. The lighting.
Beautiful.
Ooh.
Beautiful. And they framed a lot of things in such a way that it made the characters and the space... it made the characters look so small in the space, mm-hmm. which is really interesting, because a lot of horror movies, they like to do the opposite, and they like to make it really, really claustrophobic.
Yeah.
They did that as well,
mm-hmm.
but there were also times when they just made everything look ginormous in comparison to the characters, and I thought that was so interesting. And, you know, since a lot of, like, a big theme in the movie is, like, the miniature houses and the miniature, like, settings that, and stuff that the mom makes, a lot of the shots looked like the characters were in a miniature. It, like, the rooms didn't feel real.
Mm-mm.
We talked about that, like, in the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my feelings on it.
It's pretty good.
How is it, like, revisiting it?
It's so strange. It's so strange revisiting it. It is an... Is it Ari Aster? Or is it Ari Aster? Ari Aster, I'm going to say. It's an A24 film. It's so interesting thinking about Hereditary and then Midsommar. And just...
Yeah. Very different feelings, but very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was a lot of... You can tell that there was things that, like, just different... plot points, or, like, just different symbols that he likes to have in mm-hmm. his movies.
Yeah.
One that I picked up on was, like, how like, a specific character is kind of the quote-unquote chosen one, or, like, a special one, or, like, yeah. a one that had wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But those characters had, you know, some sort of, like, physical difference.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, in Midsommar, the one that was, like, the scribe in the cult thing was a product of, you know, not great relations. Mm-hmm. I'll say that, because I don't know if we should say that.
Yeah, actually. Maybe yeah. not.
And then in Hereditary, Charlie she had a lot of, you know, illnesses and that type of stuff. So, yeah, but she was, like, the center of a lot of things, and that's all I'll say about the plot. But that was something I picked up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a smart movie maker.
Very smart. Ari Aster, wonderful human, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Very creative person. I love to know what he dreams about.
I would love to be in his brain.
What does this man dream about?
Because
if those are what he comes up with, then what is his, like, unconscious mind thinking of?
Dude, no.
It's quite the concept.
That is quite the concept.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Do you want to get back to this boba?
Yeah, sure.
Are you getting some, like, final thoughts on it?
It's so interesting.
Yeah, I will say that, you know that aftertaste thing I was talking about?
Yeah.
It's leaving me with a sense that, like, my tongue is a little dry.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I feel like that's what happens with tea, though. Which is, like, weird, because I've noticed that when I've had hot tea, at least, had, like, hot green tea, my tongue has been quite dry and I feel quite parched.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, because I feel like that's authenticity. That's like, oh, yeah, there's definitely tea in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's tea. Like real tea.
Mm-hmm. The drama.
That makes you, like, that gives the real aftertaste.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, I'm not, like, doshing it. Is that a phrase?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, bringing this down
for
this aftertaste thing. I just really love the boba. I really do. I just think it's really top notch. Yeah.
I mean, and I think just, like, walking into the space, especially.
Yes.
I think it was so calm.
Yes. They had, like, cloud lamps.
It was so
cool. It was adorable.
And there was, like, greenery, foliage.
And people, there were, like, the front of the shop was a lot of windows, and there was, like, a little station right at the window where you could see people making the tapioca pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see it happen right before your eyes. Like, you know, at, Mexican restaurants when they have like when they make the tortillas and like right at the check-in area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. It was very exciting. And I don't think I've ever really seen boba being made.
I've only seen it be made like on TikTok. And I'm like, I wanna do that when I get home.
Yeah, like when they make the cute little like shapes. There's I've seen turtles.
No way.
Yes, that's I've seen little boba turtles. Absolutely adorable. I've seen, like, bears and, like, cats.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've seen, like, chickens.
No way.
I don't know how, but they made, there was, like, a little beak, and there was, they had little eyes and a little, like,
that.
Gizzard. Gizzard. I don't know why that was the word that popped in my head, but,
like,
it's on a chicken.
There you go.
It was very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do want to make those at some point in my life. I want to try to make, like, really fun-shaped boba. What would you make if you would,
I don't know.
Oh my god.
What kind of shape?
Among Us.
Stop it! Everything comes back to Among Us.
The crewmates.
Yes!
As little boba. That's so cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
If someone has created that already...
They probably have.
I'm sure they have, and I will look it up right after we stop filming, because that's a concept that I really would love to see. And then, like, oh my god, it's like, okay, this is gonna sound so weird, but it's like you drinking the boba is like when they eject a when they vote off.
Stop.
Yes. Someone, and then they go into space to die.
That's kind of good.
They're going through the straw. That's through the ejection thing.
Yes.
And then they go.
Kind of good.
There's like
Black
a whole world
ejected.
In the boba, like, cup. And that's the ship. And then they get voted out. I just created a whole new storyline. TikTok POV makers have a ball with what I just did.
You're not going to trademark it or copyright it?
Look, again, I'm an actor, but I don't know if I could do that justice. There's this one TikToker that I found. I can't remember his name at the moment, but he makes Among Us POVs, and they're really emotional.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, like...
I didn't want to cry
today. He plays all the crewmates, and... like, he has little relationships between the different characters. So, like, Like, blue has a crush on pink, but then, like, yellow comes in, and then yellow wants, like, someone to help with a task in a different room, so then pink goes, and then boom, pink is dead. So then it's like, no. Yellow killed pink, and then it's like, blue is all sad, and then blue is like, I can't live without pink, and then it's so emotional, and then the music doesn't help. It's really good.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it Edge?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know their name.
I don't want to give them clout.
He has, like, curly hair.
Oh, no.
He kind of looks like an e-boy.
Oh, an e-boy with curly hair.
Yeah, which honestly does not it gives narrow me, it down, it gives to be perfectly so many, honest.
Yes, so. Actually, that narrows it down. No, it doesn't. Oh my goodness, you'll have to show me after.
Oh my god, we'll post it yeah. And we'll be like, for context,
hey guys,
it's this person.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's our plug time. Follow our Instagram.
Oh goodness.
At Boba Babes Podcast.
The password. Oh wait, no, we're not sharing passwords.
Yeah, if you want to post, if you want to take over the Instagram, yeah, please let us know.
Boba Babes Podcast,
because that sounds so fun.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Can talk about your favorite boba.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is, it's like the pre, it's like practice for when we have actual guests on the show. Is that a spoiler to what, to the podcast itself?
That is not,
I don't
a spoiler.
Know, man. Things are changing. We're developing. You're taking BTS photos right now. I love that.
I am taking BTS photos right now.
I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's a K-pop
group,
right?
You know what we gotta do right now?
We have to review this one.
We have to score it. We're running out of time, my friend.
Oh my goodness.
We gotta score this. Okay. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down.
Okay, thank you.
Copyright.
Oh. Okay. So, taste of the tea itself. How are we feeling? Where do you want to go with this?
I like it. I think you should definitely take into consideration the bitterness that you're feeling.
Yeah, and but again, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
I think the bitterness is level, but I think the dryness that you're feeling and or...
Right.
Parchedness,
then you know
you
what?
Could say.
I'll go, like, 3.5 again.
3.5.
That's what we did last time, mm-hmm. But... Are you writing it down?
Yes, I'm writing it down.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
Well, I should probably write it down, too, for then, because I, like, review it. Anyway. 3.5 out of 5. Sorry. Anyway. What's next? The texture of the boba? Mm-hmm.
The textures and taste.
I loved it. The texture of the
boba,
the taste of the boba, mm-hmm. I thought it was great. It was subtle in taste, but it was, like, good in that way, and the texture, I already talked about it, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to say it's a 5 out of 5.
Mm.
Look, we've done it before. It would be our second perfect score. First perfect score in the boba.
I agree with you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
And even just the vibe of, like, the guy putting the boba in the cup.
Honestly, I didn't see it, but...
Oh, it was awesome. He was just, like, just... scooping it in there.
Love that.
It was beautiful.
Love it.
It was an art form.
Okay.
Anyway.
Ratio. I don't know. I haven't really finished mine. Yeah, we're both looking at ours. I think I have a good ratio left.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's pretty good. And I don't know if you're still having trouble with, like, drinking
the I'm not
boba.
Having trouble anymore.
You're not? Okay.
I think I found the sweet spot.
I need to stop getting texts. I need to figure that out.
You stop being
Sorry,
so popular.
Sorry, again, if you heard that. Anyway, I would say, like, a 4
mm-hmm.
out of 5.
I agree with that.
You agree? Okay. And then we have the look.
Yeah.
The presentation of our drinks. Here's the thing. It's not the rounded bottom.
It's not the rounded bottom. You are correct.
As last week. And that hurts.
It does.
The matte finish, though,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
It is beautiful.
I love it. I love to see it. Love to experience it. So, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. What are you thinking? What's your instinct?
I'm thinking, like, a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have liked the rounded bottom 2.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. I'll take it. A 4?
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 5. Alrighty. And then finally...
Overall.
The overall. I mean, we've said it many... We've talked about it many times. Mm-hmm. The entire experience of getting it and yes. bringing it home and... Just, you know, taking
Sounds
it all
like a
in.
Baby. Bring
I know. It home. Bring it I home. Know. We just care about Boba so much.
We do. Boba babes.
I think it was a great experience. It really made me happy. However, yes. the spillage that I had oh. before, that did not, you know, put me in a great mood for drinking this.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, God, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Mm-hmm. I got to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this to be a relaxing time.
Yeah.
So, and I just can't let that go.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you. It's more of, like, my fault, I guess.
Yeah. But I think that goes well with, like, my struggle of
right.
the straw.
Right. Circumstance, man. It's not a pleasant thing.
Nope.
And you know what? I don't think it hurts it that much just because I enjoyed so much of the
whole
thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed the rest.
So I'd say 4.
Mm-hmm.
You 4? We like that?
I feel 4.
We'll go with 4. Okay. So while you do the mathematics, because I definitely don't want to, I'll review. So for taste of the tea, we have 3.5 out of 5. For the texture and taste of the boba, we have a good, solid, perfect 5 out of 5. Our second one of the series of this show. For the ratio of boba to tea, we have 4 out of 5. Very good. For the presentation of the drink itself, again, we have 4 out of 5. Again, very good. And lastly, the overall experience, 4 out of 5. Very good, but not quite there just because of our personal experience with this particular drink. And that is our review. Did I talk too quickly?
No, you're completely okay.
Oh, am I good?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
As a
Are you ready to announce the overall score?
Yes.
Okay.
Are
out
you ready
of 10.
To drum roll?
Oh my goodness.
The overall score out of 10 is 8.2.
8.2.
It's so exciting.
Oh my goodness. It's
I know.
Better. It's our new high score.
It is our new high score.
Well,
the ranking. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Are we going to have to make a spreadsheet?
Oh my goodness. We're just adding
so much
to this.
To the list. Oh my gosh.
I guess we can talk about it. We can constantly update it mm-hmm. on the show.
Could be good.
We have a few more minutes
oh
to talk
goodness.
About it. So, yeah. Then give us the rating, my friend.
What do you mean? I just gave you the rating.
No, as in like the ranking.
It's number 1 at the moment.
Yes.
After Oh, before Pin Ming.
And there we go.
One Zo.
And that's our ranking for
and
the moment.
That's our ranking. are we gonna do like top 3, top 5?
I mean, I guess once
we get more.
Yeah, once it grows, mm-hmm. I think we'll limit it. We won't be saying 20 different brands, you know, once we get
maybe,
to that point.
Maybe not.
Can you imagine that? There's gonna be a
20?
Point where we have 20 different places.
That's gonna be crazy.
Are there even 20 different boba places in Boston?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, we'll get
there. Figure it out.
We'll get there eventually.
You know, we'll find ways to deal with all
of
the obstacles.
We'll cross that bridge when it comes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I guess it will come, though.
Eventually.
Yeah. Because
we'll get there.
Boba Babes is here, man. It's the second episode. That means that we're here.
You're right.
We passed the pilot. You know,
mm-hmm.
once you get past the pilot, then that means you have a season.
Exactly.
Unless something forces you to cancel. But I, you know what? I'm not that worried.
I'm not that worried either.
I'm not that worried. But yeah, any final thoughts about anything?
I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to think of all the flavors they had because they had so many options.
They
and then
did.
I'm trying to think of like what flavor I want to try next time.
I know.
Maybe I want to go back
I
to matcha
try,
or maybe.
Yeah, to be real, I want to try strawberry milk. I mean, that was a really intriguing thing to me too. I really wanted to get that, but then I don't know. I felt like it would be a bit too much for me. Today at least. Oh.
It is kind of sweet.
But someday it'll happen.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I gotta say, this was a great kind of relaxation time, mm-hmm. at least for me, because I got a lot of essays to deal with right now. Because, I mean, when we're filming this is, like, right in midtermy week.
Yes.
Which is not fun.
Midterm time.
But at this point, when you hear this, we have all gotten through it. So just remember
that. Exactly.
Okay? Don't forget that. We can get through anything.
Exactly.
Because we're college kids. We can do anything.
Exactly.
We're invincible. No, we're not. Sorry. Okay.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I think that's our show.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
So much for listening. Hope to see you in the next week. Mm-hmm. In the next
time, episode,
whenever you feel so inclined to join.
Exactly.
We don't force anything here. We go with the flow.
We do. Very much so.
Okay.
Well, guess that's it.
Yep. I never know how to end these.
I don't know either.
Yep.
What do we say?
I guess all we can say is this was Boba Babes.
Thank you for listening.
Yep. Goodbye.
Bye.